The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Billy Napier, not the biggest problem at the University of Florida right now. After getting the dreaded vote of confidence just yesterday, which we didn't get to, he is now getting swept under the rug because Florida's basketball program is being hit with some wild allegations. The reporting being done by the Alligator, the Florida University of Florida student paper.
Yeah. Well, probably because nobody else would pick it up.
There's been a couple of these that have popped up over the last couple of years where student papers have really broken things open.
Yeah, this is actually kind of how it used to be, in that student newspapers used to be the ones that would get more of the salacious stories because people start talking, people start peeking around, looking around, and journalism professors, they don't care. They want you to get real life experience. And sometimes the real life experience is alienating a business or an entity that you have developed relationships with when you are a journalist, right?
Or that may have some sort of power.
Part of journalism is building relationships with the understanding that, hey, I'm going to be fair, neutral, and I'm going to report the news. And so, like, this kind of actually gives me hope that we are going down the road of getting back to a more traditional journalistic realm, in that, like, the reporters that are actual journalists and not just, I think we think of television and radio people as journalists. They're not. We know journalists.
You're telling I'm not a journalist?
You are not a journalist.
I am, I've had this discussion. Does anybody, do I think I'm a journalist? I go, no, I am media.
You can write, but you are not a journalist. And this is a student newspaper that, boy, there's going to be some pissed off people at the University of Florida about this, but that's part of the gig. That's part of what you sign up for if you're going to try to make this your career. And it oftentimes it launches these student reporters into careers because major outlets look at it and say, you're not going to be afraid to report the story that's going to be a hard one to report because going to your college, you went there for a reason. You like the University of Florida. You went there because of what it offered you and the attraction to it. And this reporter is, in all likelihood, going to get the basketball coach fired, the athletic director fired. A lot of Board of Regents are going to be upset that this is being reported on because this is a concerted effort at this point
not
to talk about it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if you don't know, Todd Golden, the basketball coach, has been accused of stalking and sexual harassment of University of Florida female students.
And it's so much worse than it sounds.
It is. And this goes back to a Title IX complaint filed against Golden on September 27th. So we've gone over a month now and haven't heard boo out of it.
And the student paper is the one that breaks it.
The student paper is the one to break it.
And what it outlined was that basically Golden is a predator.
Yeah, and apparently some people from his staff as well. Yeah,
but it said one woman told the paper he stalked her more than 10 times and he messaged her on Instagram saying he was waiting for her after she publicly posted her location. As bad as that sounds, it starts with the process would begin on IG and eventually escalated to where Golden would allegedly send unwanted photos of his genitals.
While on road trips with the team. Mm. They talked to two students that went on the record for this anonymously. And they said that they're the ones that are filing the Title IX lawsuit. And there are more. And that it isn't just Todd Golden, but apparently there's other members of the staff. One of the women said, I think it's just a sick effing joke they're all doing within that organization. All the coaches, they probably get off by showing each other the pictures. There's something effing sick going on there. Uh-oh.
That's not good. When you would think by now, we as a society would have learned the unsolicited D pics.
Not
good, Bob.
Nah, I think most people in the sports world should have picked up on that over a decade ago when Brett Favre was sending Lil Brett pics on like the first iteration of camera phones, which could not have been flattering. but apparently Golden is sending these pictures over Instagram and they're saying that he uses his power and his leverage at the university to manipulate these young women into thinking that they can't do anything about it. Well, they said, the hell with that. Well, we're going to do something about it.
Yeah. It's not like he has a certain more amount of power, I guess, over his players. But yeah, random co-eds, no, they don't answer to him in any regard.
No.
Again, why is a coach sending any? Why are you
one married with two kids?
Yeah. To college co-eds.
Yes. That's not good.
Well, what the hell are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Like, look, this is not excusing it. Do not take that for this. But this is the seedy underbelly of the quasi-professional realm. And it gets even worse in the professional realm of how a lot of these relationships, particularly people in power.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, people are going to take this the wrong way. There are women that not only allow it, they seek it out.
Yeah.
And it does not make it okay what he's doing.
No, because this is apparently
unwanted.
And to a lot of young women around the University of Florida.
But my point being, like, this is not, this disgustingly happens. And it shouldn't. And it needs to stop.
And it's not just in sports. It's in lots of.
Yeah, that's right.
The thing. Entertainment.
Like, you get in the, as I'm saying, where you
Louis C.K. anyone?
Yeah, these power structures that exist. And it's like, guys, it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
It don't send D pics unless somebody asks you for them. Look, we don't kink shame on this show, but like
I never have understood the sending the D pics though.
Well, I mean,
you don't want to see that
unless you're Jason Siegel. Did you ever heard that story?
No.
This is going to be a total deviation. He got Harrison Ford. He had never met Harrison Ford. He's doing that new show with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shrink.
And he had never met him, but they wanted to get him for the show. And like one of the producers said, hey, we'd love to get you for this. And Harrison Ford had no idea who Jason Segel was, but obviously in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he does the full frontal nudity. And he, after watching the movie, Harrison Ford replied to the producer and said, I love him. I'm in. Also tell him he's got a great D. And Jason Segel has the text printed out and framed in his house.
Yes, I would too.
I would too.
If absolutely. Harrison Ford told me I've got a great D.
Indiana Jones, Han Solo.
Right?
tells me, compliments my hog.
Yeah. And Jack Ryan.
Right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Look,
in that case, then maybe.
Yeah.
Then maybe. You perhaps send an unsolicited D pic, but even then, you don't do it.
Well, I don't think you do it in that. He's already seen it,
but
he's already impressed by it.
But
what you do is you send it with the message that says, "Hey, Harrison Ford is very impressed by my junk."
No, Harrison Ford's stamp of approval.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I'm not trying to make light of this because it's so stupid because that we have to even have this conversation. You're a college basketball coach. Why are you sending D picks to college students?
You went back to it though. You touched on this earlier. It is the fact that they have been allowed that power and they are power hungry, and oftentimes a lot of people seek it out from them.
Mm-hmm.
And in those situations, they often rebuff it because they think they're going to get caught. But then it gets to them to a point where they start doing this all the time. It's creepy. It's predatory.
Yes.
And what is going to be the fallout of this? Dude, all heads are going to be rolling.
I mean, if the students have the pictures and the text messages, he's fried.
He's doing it on Instagram. So it's on there. It's on there.
It reminds me of the old Seinfeld episode where Jerry had the girlfriend that liked to be naked all the time. And for some reason, it would kind of bugged him because there was good naked and bad naked. And then he started doing the naked thing. And Elaine basically said, no, the male body, it's like a Jeep. It's utilitarian. It's for getting around.
Mm.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that, no. This is serious, though. And Todd Golden is still coaching. And has been coaching.
Why he's
despite
not,
the fact that this was filed on September 27th.
Why he's not away on leave is...
I was going to say, yeah, why, or at least not fired yet. Well, it's because they're covering their asses.
Well, yeah, the legal part of this is he should be away on leave.
You know, pending investigation.
Yeah. And Scott Strickland is the athletic director. He's the one that hired him. He's already fired his women's basketball coach after, I think it was abusive behavior and bullying in the women's basketball program. You have the Billy Napier-esque show that's going on the football field, and now they're going, yeah, we're going to keep him. Well, it's probably because he's the guy that you can't fire right now. And by some accounts, one of the reasons Billy Napier is coming back is because of the NIL deals that are tied to the young players on the team. And Billy Napier is a big part of that, and they'll have to pay out if he leaves.
Oops.
And the players leave. So it's an S show at Florida.
Sounds like Florida has a larger problem than just Golden, and it's probably the AD.
I would say so. Well, their university president has stepped down. They've got an interim president who's the former. And look, let's not make any mistake about this, that the University of Florida Athletic Department has been able to run roughshod and without consequence for decades now. I mean, did anybody watch the the Netflix doc on Florida, where even when they were trying to whitewash it and make it rosy,
it was still bad.
Yes. Like Aaron Hernandez and the Pouncey brothers.
Mm-hmm. How many coats of paint can we possibly put on this?
Not enough.
And everybody got done watching. It's like,
gross.
That was you guys trying to make this look the best you possibly could?
Right.
And that's what you guys came up with?
God.
I was wondering, can you imagine
that locker room? Tim Tebow and those guys?
Oh, golly gee, guys.
Yeah.
was Percy on that team, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, my God. Yeah.
I was wondering, too. I thought I had seen that Billy Napier had some big, large, giant buyout, but apparently it's only $26
million. I mean, that's not
which
nothing.
Which is nothing. In that conference, it is.
Sure, but I mean, it's still... I mean, it's not Jimbo. Like, everybody looks at it in the sense of, like, Jimbo Fisher's buyout. But that's still not something you want to, you know, deal with.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with
$25 million, still $25 million. But there you go. That's our worst day on the web. It's a complete S show at Florida. Billy Napier right now has got to be thrilled about everything else going on around him because it's allowed him to kind of sulk into the shadows.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
There's your silver lining.
God. There's no silver lining here.
No, it's lead.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.